Yesterday, state lawmakers and election officials met with Patty McGuire, the deputy director of the Department of Defense's Federal Voting Assistance Program. McGuire said he had a straightforward request.
Our message is the primary needs to move earlier, and this needs to get done as quickly as possible.
McGuire says moving the primary to August will give clerks at least 45 days between when ballots get printed and the November general election. He's pushing similar moves in other states. McGuire says Wisconsin's September primary doesn't always allow enough time to mail ballots to overseas military voters, especially if they're serving in remote areas.
I mean, the real challenge there is the last mile, where bags of ballots are getting on helicopters to go out to forward operating bases, and those bags of ballots are competing with beans and bandages and bullets. And you know, quartermasters are having to make decisions about what's going on that helicopter.
The state senate has already passed a plan that would move the primary to August, but it's yet to pass the assembly. One sticking point may be over whether to send electronic ballots to only service members who request them, or whether they should be available to any voter who asks for them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.